Sensory Friendly Sunday was a one-off event in 2018, but spokesperson for The Strong, Noelle McElrath-Hart, tells me that they had so much positive feedback, they're planning a couple this year.
You know, there's a lot of families who love coming to the museum, but for some of them, it can be a little intimidating if they have special needs. So we're really excited to offer this in an ongoing goal of inclusivity at the museum.
On these specific Sundays, the museum opens a few hours early and caps ticket sales at 250 people. The lights are lower, the games and exhibits are quieter, and all of the families here have kids with sensory issues.
It's a train.
Okay, caboose.
Caboose.
Jenny Emerson is here with her two children, Mason and Laura Jane. Mason has autism and sensory processing disorder, and it's the family's first time at the Strong Museum. They're camped out by a big train ride as the kids play with toy trains nearby.
We can't usually go do things. Places get too busy and too overwhelming for him, so this is perfect because it's quiet.
Over in an interactive theater exhibit, Amber Caldarelli is holding a cup of fake popcorn while her 7-year-old daughter Aslan preps for her debut behind the velvet curtain. She says Aslan doesn't do well in crowds and tends to run off when overwhelmed, so these days work best for her.
She was so excited to come out today. We don't generally come out a lot because there's not like a whole lot of acceptance yet.
Aslan jumps out on stage and grabs my microphone for her big number.
Ladies and gentlemen, but me too, but don't worry, you have a problem.
Some families are even coming as far as Syracuse for these special events.
This is one of his favorites.
Reading Wonderland?
A ship, but we basically come here.
Under this ship is a sandbox, but instead of sand, there are little plastic beads. It's kind of tucked away from the rest of the museum, and this is where Rachel Webb and her son Oliver spend their days whenever they come to a sensory Sunday. This is their third trip from Syracuse for one. Oliver is 3 years old and has sensory issues, and also doesn't do well in crowds, his mom says.
I get nervous when we go to regular places or typical places because it's a hit or a miss with him. He could be fine or he could totally be overwhelmed and burst into tears and then the entire day is ruined.
But Webb says not only is this a good environment for Oliver, it's also good for her as a parent.
Like he pitched a fit earlier because he didn't want to wear shoes. He hates wearing shoes. And we took them off to go on this like jungle gym thing and then he didn't want to put them on. But knowing that I looked around and nobody was staring and nobody was judging, and I was like, okay. And it just made me better able to handle it and to not be like worried about fixing it really quickly. Like just almost let him have his time, have his emotion and kind of go through it.
The next Sensory Friendly Sunday will be on April 7th, but if you want to get there sooner, The Strong provides amenities like noise-canceling headphones and quiet rooms during all open hours. Caitlin White, WXXI News.